come to play in this, I hope. You know, even though it's a MoDOT road, we're checking into that.
So we'll put that, Mr. Chairman, if you would have been back tonight on the agenda for a callback. I have some questions on your existing products, and this ties into the potential transload facility that we've all been discussing and talking about and unveiling. And you and I had a conversation a month or so ago at the public meeting that was out there from the expressway about some of that, and I think you had some ideas on that also. One thing is the picture that you got there on the second page. What is that bulk? What is your product there? I see not huge. They're not huge bundles, but they are pretty good-sized bundles.
Sure.
What is your product line, and what do you expect the product line to be going in, say, the next 5 to 7 years?
We sell textiles. It's home textiles, so we sell everything from pillows to Christmas pillows to tree skirts to lots of bedding and lots of window treatment. So it's basically decorative home decor. So it doesn't break when you ship it, and that's a good thing. We just had a pretty substantial meeting with a very large distributor in Ohio last week, talking about they sell a lot of product that is a similar product for home decor, but it's lamps and Christmas trees and a lot of things that are also not breakable, but they're definitely not home textiles. So what you're seeing there is all home textiles, and we started in that arena. And as we're, and one of the things we're working on that's a big deal as far as logistics and speed and safety is we're working on becoming an Amazon Prime Fulfillment Center. So basically Amazon operates out of your warehouse, and you don't have to ship it to Amazon to their million square foot facility, you know, 12 or 15 locations around the country. They basically, you basically follow the strict rules and operate out of there. So that's going to allow us to leverage other types of inventory. And we also are working on a business model that we've beta tested very successfully, where we are actually storing and fulfilling product for other third party, actually in this case retailers, not wholesalers. So in that case, that can be a different type of product than we're offering. And the reason we would do that is we onboard because we have the conduit to the mass dropship retail, which is, like I said, Wayfair, Amazon, Overstock, you know, all those guys. So once you're a verified vendor and you perform at a certain level, and ours is extreme high level in our case, then they open the door for other avenues of more digital shelf space. So the sky's the limit as far as that goes, which is why I designed around a potential 120,000 square foot facility. Because the current facility is about 50,000 square feet. We are overhauling it for an additional 30% capacity. So you wouldn't even see these boxes now. It's all pulling bins, much like an Amazon distribution facility or a Walmart facility. And that's given us an extra lift. It's equivalent to more square feet. But the way that building is situated on the very front corner of the total 23 acres, it's not really expandable anymore. After that, the 6,000. And then in addition, we can't move the entrance or have an alternate entrance either. We can only have the current entrance per MoDOT, which MoDOT readily admits does present issues then with Kirbyville School District, because it won't let us have a different entrance farther away from Kirbyville. So it's a kind of Kirbyville Schools. So it's kind of an interesting issue there. But yeah, that's what the new retail is, and we're addressing it. So.
And the other buildings that you talked about besides this,
right?
They would all use that same common entrance coming in.
They have to.
Yeah,
that's a MoDOT.
So you're tied to that.
Yeah, we're tied to that common entrance with a loop inside the business park.
Now, where do all these products go to?
They go all over the country every day.
Specifically, they go by
it's all
truck to a railhead in Kansas City. Or do they go truck all the way? Or
no, we utilize the rail from Port of New York or Savannah or Port of Norfolk to Kansas City, and we clear customs in Kansas City, and then everything comes down to us by container. Almost nothing leaves by container. Most of the product leaves as an individual box, and that's the FedEx, UPS, USPS. Piece of it where, you know, they take a truckload a day, but it's going to 3,000 different locations. So it's not a one-to-one correlation. Almost all of our inventory is not going outbound on a some is, but not,
Well, those products coming by rail, and you could, instead of having to take a truck to Kansas City, if you had a transload facility within 2 miles or 5 miles of your facility, you just go pick up your products there, and the rail would bring it in at rail rates, which are very competitive.
That's right.
And that would be a business model that would be something that you strongly want to look at, right?
Yeah, for sure. Any additional infrastructure that increases speed and efficiency is highly relevant to the new retail economy. No question.
Yeah, your product ends up overseas. What?
No, at all. Most of it's sold in the U.S.
Well, I thought you had some that markets in.
Yeah, we also sell in the U.K., Canada, Australia, Japan. But the vast majority, I'd say 95% of our product is sold in the United States.
How does it get? It's got to go to one of the ports, either in the east or the west, by rail.
Correct.
And in containers.
That's correct. All that happens. Yes.
Yeah. So you've got some far-reaching places.
Yeah.
With some far-reaching costs to get there to and from.
Yes. So. It's tricky. And honestly, guys, based on the metrics, and I'm bored with death, but we learned that because we're located in the central U.S. and southwest Missouri, we had to overcome some of the lack of infrastructure with us being extremely good at what we're doing, speed of order fulfillment, accuracy, and then the likability of the product itself. So that is what we have overcome, and which has been good. So it puts us in this very select group of vendors, but then now as we continue to grow, the infrastructure issues come along, including having our own potentially new larger buildings. So, again, this is a visibility talk, like me explaining what we're doing, and so everyone generally understands where does this possibly fit in the larger plan. And so,
To expedite, do you ever use air freight?
All the time.
Out of Frankfurt Airport?
No, nope. It's inefficient.
At the present, it is.
Yes, it's very inefficient.
How does that go? Do you ship to somewhere and then it goes by air?
I mean, it's all kind of options on logistics. I mean, lots happens in logistics. A lot of my day is spent on logistics now. Because the efficiency of getting the product in timely, shipping it out timely, as a vendor performance metric, I mean, those are all highly relevant. But, we don't make all those decisions either. I mean, it's up to Amazon if they want to air freight it to the UK or not. It's not up to us. So we're not, the main thing, guys, honestly, right now is roads. It's really the speed of how fast product can get back out the door. Not because we can't ship it timely, but literally the time frame for leaving Kirbyville and Taney County to Kansas City, Memphis, major distribution centers like that. FedEx's hub for overnight freight for air is in Indianapolis. They have a 900,000 square foot facility there. Inbound and outbound, Chicago is extremely busy. The issue for us is getting product, and this is Amazon pushing this agenda nationwide and Walmart now, that it's okay to find it online, but people want to get it in a day or two. So the whole infrastructure nationwide is becoming an issue. And like I said, I was just in Ohio meeting with a very large client, much bigger business than us, heavy industry happening. I mean, it was miles and miles and hours of 500,000, 600,000 million square foot distribution centers, Walmart, Amazon, JCPenney, all that. And so America is, in general, not keeping up with the infrastructure requirements. It's just not. I mean, it's obvious. When you're in a traffic jam, halfway between Indianapolis and Columbus, Ohio, both of which are big distribution hubs, but you're literally in the middle of hundreds of miles of cornfields and you're in traffic jams? I mean, give me a break, man. And that's because there's so many containers on the road, so many trucks on the road. Not because grandma's driving down the road to Walmart. It's because of containers and trucks. And so there's a broad general infrastructure gap. There just is.
Well, that's the reason the railroads and their industrial development departments and many things. Genesee and Wyoming, which owns this track in Branson, Missouri, North Arkansas, leases it from them, but they're out developing these transload facilities wherever they can and multiplying them wherever they can. And Burlington Northern Santa Fe is doing the same thing, but they're way behind the curve. And it takes a while to get those established.
Sure.
Ultimately, we've just been blue skying and thinking about what the facility would look like here at Hollister. But it basically, our concept is it would be able to handle both highway freight
right.
and air freight
right.
in some manner, some mechanism being worked out. So that would be the capability that that center would offer.
Right.
And the logistics that could be worked out. So that's what we're looking at.
Well, that's a good thing. Hey guys, thank you.
Thank you, Tim.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
We'll have you back sometime after the first.
Sure. Thank you.
Let you know where we're at and we'll see where you're at. One other question. The other ones that you've got prospect for warehouses out there, but might they be heavier, larger bulk commodities than this, or is it too soon to tell?
It's hard to tell. I mean, we are getting interest in calls, which is nice. Talked to a guy. I have a meeting tomorrow on a company looking for a production facility for packaged foods, and his major markets are outside of Missouri, similar to ours. 99% of my product leaves the state of Missouri. So I'm exporting product and I'm importing dollars. So that's a good thing. But so that's a fairly typical conversation, those kind of phone calls where they need 6,000 to 10,000 square feet. And then there's definitely other companies that I've talked to that need just bulk storage for whatever, you know.
Well, in your conversation with whoever you interface with, let them know that Dane County is thinking about some kind of transload facility that can handle
inbound and
freight, outbound freight, rail, highway freight, and air freight.
Sure.
But it's at the planning stage now, but it's not very long before it starts dropping off in the something to be built or more practical.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
So any other new business that needs to be on? I see you look like you.
Oh, that. I always have my handouts, you know.
Yes,
that.
Sir.
And it's kind of cool as long as with this, but it's new old business, but it's going to be new, or it is new. We're on the mailing list, as I've told you in past meetings, with the Genesee and Wyoming. So they flash to me every month their industrial news. And they have a new facility, a transload facility down in Arkansas that they're pleased about. They're just kicking it off, and it probably wouldn't be too dissimilar from what we're going to be thinking about. This is basically for reading material only, but to give you an idea, the railroads are progressing these all over the country, so time doesn't stand still. This would happen to be down in Arkansas. This is not too far afield from here. But it's public-private partnership, and it tells how, you know, getting together and these partnerships where it worked for them. And this is one of the facilities of Genesee and Wyoming, and they're familiar with doing this all over the nation. And so they're going to be well practiced at it by the time they come to our doorstep and we maybe match up with them. Initial situation, multiple companies are utilizing the Arkansas Midland Railway Jackson Street Rail Spur in Monticello, Arkansas. Down in the heart of Arkansas, smaller town, smaller location. Solution, Monticello's economic development director began working with the Arkansas Midland Railroad to build a railroad reload transload facility in the Monticello Industrial Park. And then they go through all the partnershiping that was involved with that. And partnershiping, and bottom line, it does make a difference. And same thing that we try to do right here in Taney County. The Aero Reload System was selected as the operator once it was built. There's many of these operators, so you don't have to learn how to reinvent the wheel to operate these facilities. you hire a contract organization to take them over immediately, to hit the ground running and